opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well there, good morning, State of Jefferson, on a beautiful, sunny Jefferson morning. Nice Sunday. It's always nice the first couple of days after a rainstorm up here. It's nice, it's cool, everything feels good, and been a busy weekend around Jefferson.
That it has.
That it has. And as always, I'm here with Wynn Carpenter, my co-host.
Good morning.
And, it is. It's been a good morning so far. We're getting reports from what's going on and different things, everything from our crews walking the crews in Redding to our team down in Plumas and Sierra County to our guys down at Gold Nugget Days in Paradise at the parade. And, you know, Jefferson just keeps marching on and marching on, and people are loving it.
That they do.
You know, it's strange that we continue to build and build.
Yes, grassroots.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, Jefferson was out in force this weekend, and from what we've heard back from everybody, it's nothing but positive.
Yep.
You know, even the people that as little as a year ago were actively and openly attacking us are going, hey, maybe you guys are onto something there.
You think?
You think? Yeah. And have been the whole time. So, first thing we want to get out is Tehama County is going to be having their town hall, and that's going to be at the Elks Lodge in Red Bluff, 355 Gilmore Road, and that's April 30th at 4 p.m.
Yep, next Saturday.
And if you've never been to a Jefferson town hall, Tehama is definitely the place to get your feet wet.
There you go.
Those people are fantastic down there. They're a lot of fun.
Yep.
And come in, find out if you're a brand new person to Jefferson, what we're doing, or, you know, you're looking for the update. Where are we in the process? What's going on? How goes the fight? Come and find out.
And the beauty of that is you don't have to just be a resident of Tehama County. You can be a resident of any county and go to any town hall. If yours doesn't match your schedule for some reason, you can go to any town hall and get the same information, ask the questions you want asked, and get the answers you need. So
yeah,
we're trying to make it universally friendly all the way across so everybody can learn what's going on. And guess what? You might meet some neighbors there in Jefferson of a different county, and you might even see some of your neighbors from your county in that county.
Right. So, and we're getting from the chat room this morning that the sound is either not working or it's in and out. We'll try and get the stream up here for those of you that can't hear us and see what we can do.
But, there you go.
Hold on. Our amazing engineer, Bob Martin, will be right on top of it.
Doing his magic. And then Sunday, then we have a town hall as well in Lassen.
Yeah, Lassen's always a fun place, too.
Yep.
I always like Lassen. It's so beautiful up there.
Yep.
And it's, you know, I love all of the counties in Jefferson, but I definitely secretly have my favorites, and Lassen's one of them.
Cool.
So, but, yeah, so the town halls keep marching on. The court case continues to build. We continue to collect evidence. They give us more every day. It's like they're in a race to hand us ammunition about this is how much we will not represent you. No matter what you want, no matter how many of you there are, we're not going to do it.
There you go.
And not only that, we're going to do everything that we can to actively derail you and fight you.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's going to pay, I think, come election time. You know, one of the biggest things that we're looking at is Ted Gaines against Steve Baird in Senate District 1. And I think old Gaines is about to feel the pain.
Well, you know, but nice to have a little debate there going on, speaking to the facts.
Yeah, I would be interested to hear what Mr. Gaines has to say for himself.
Yeah.
You know, I know what Stephen Baird has to say for himself.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing that I seem to be able to get out of Ted Gaines when I ask him a question is no comment. So, yeah, that would be interesting to definitely interesting to see and hear, and I hope that debate comes to fruition.
Me too.
You know, and they're in Plumas and Sierra County not only for the state of Jefferson, I understand that they're very active and very hungry for Steve Baer. They've got precinct walkers already set up. They've got people that are already heavily campaigning for him. And I think the Stephen Baer for Senate District 1 campaign is going to come out guns blazing and surprise some people.
I hope so.
So
we're doing a lot of work here in Shasta as well. So yep. we're making progress and getting the word out and educating our voters as to who he is and what he stands for and why they should support him.
And then there are other Jefferson candidates out there mm-hmm. that are making good inroads. Joe Montez.
Oh, yeah.
Is heavily come out in favor. I mean, he has not been wishy-washy or mealy-mouthed or halfway about it. He hasn't, you know, just smiled and given lip service to it. He has actively hung his hat on the state of Jefferson and supporting it, and we support him in doing that.
Yes, we do.
You know, and if you haven't listened to Joe and what he has to stand for, he's got some good things that he wants to bring home to the district to go and represent us in Washington.
And we support our supporters.
You know, another one running against Doug LaMalfa that has been a Jefferson supporter since the word jump is Gregory Cheadle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take a look at those guys. They mm-hmm. are staunch supporters of Jefferson. They're both strong patriots. Take a look and make a decision for yourself.
There you go.
So, and on the local level, many counties, we've got County Board of Supervisors running from Yuba. Gary Bradford's running. We have people up in Trinity County. We mm-hmm. have people here in Shasta County, Janet Chandler mm-hmm. for District 3. She's yep. going to be running. We have supporters even down at the city level, like Gary Cadford City Council.
Yes. Yes.
You know. All right. We are getting reported that the online stream and chat room are working just fine and should be up and going, even though you can't hear me. If your stream is not working, you should probably go ahead and just reboot your browser and start over again.
There you go.
Sometimes that works. Or, Sally, you may just be up in Sierra County where you can't get good cell phone reception.
So. Reception isn't everywhere, unfortunately, but that's the way it works.
You know, and this is not going to be a one-time shot for Jefferson. We're just getting started. The next election cycle, there's going to be more of us.
That's right.
And more and more and more. Because we said 3 years ago, you're watching the rise of the new political movement in the North.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be it.
That's it.
And these guys that have fought us in the next couple of years are going to be coming hat in hand back to their employers, as they should,
mm-hmm.
and asking our permission to represent us instead of the other way around.
There you go.
And it's exciting and a lot of fun to watch.
And that's the way it should be.
It absolutely should be. That is exactly what it should be. And we are restoring that. Yeah. So it does. It keeps marching on, and the court case, of course, is continuing to build. There's a lot of questions about the court case and how's that looking and how's that going to work. And to be perfectly honest, we're still not entirely sure on how it's going to work, because there's things that we're waiting for responses on, things that are going to dictate the exact path that the court case is going to have to take. It's nowhere near the nebulous form that it used to be.
Right.
But, you know, really the question starting to land is, in which court are we going to start? And there are things that we're still waiting on to figure that out.
Well, and there are several options that are available to us. And knowing what we know and with more information coming in, only builds our case. We have a very, very strong case just where we stand right now.
Mm-hmm.
And daily we get more information, which improves our case. So we want to make sure we do it correctly. We want to do this right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being moral and ethical about what we're doing, because that's the premise of the whole foundation of Jefferson. We want to do it right.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to waste our time. We don't want to waste our money. And we don't want to waste any professionals' time in getting this done. So we're making sure that we're doing everything as right as we possibly can, mm-hmm. given the moment we're in, and moving forward. So we're executing it correctly. So none of this regret later, like, oh, we should have done this, or we should have waited for that, or we should have sped up and done this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to make sure that we're doing everything as right as we can. And we have a really good team in place, and they're all patriots to the core, and they all understand where we're going and what we're doing and how we're going to get there. We know where we are, and we know where we want to be, and we're trying to connect the lines in between, making sure we're doing it as efficiently as possible.
And our legal counsel, who has tried cases before the Supreme Court, is very positive about our case.
They've tried and won their cases.
And won their cases.
Yes, and that's the important thing.
They feel very strongly about our case.
They do.
And they should, because we're right.
Yes.
At the end of the day, what it comes down to is we are right. We're operating on the moral and constitutional foundation.
Yes.
And how is it wrong to ask for representation? How is it wrong or evil or hateful or anything to say, hey, we want our voice heard equally?
That's
as
our right.
Yours is.
That's our right as a citizen of the United States of America, mm-hmm. and as a citizen of the state of California, and as a citizen of Shasta County.
Yeah,
those are our rights.
We're not asking to take anybody else's voice away.
Nope.
We're not asking to manipulate the system in our favor. We want equal footing.
That's correct.
And that's what we are entitled to, and that's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have the balance in the federal system where the population has an equal say in the House,
mm-hmm.
and the communities and the people that they represent and the geographic areas that they represent and the resources that they represent have an equal say in the Senate.
Right.
Equality. Right. What a fascinating concept. You know,
the Founding Fathers had it all figured out. There were some smart fellers in that group.
There was some smart people in that group. And I don't know how it managed to get so turned on its head, especially in this state.
Well, we weren't watching what we needed to be watching. We weren't doing what we needed to be doing. All of us are guilty of that. And we weren't educated in the process either. A lot of us have been cheated out of that from school age, even into adulthood. We don't know. We don't understand. We may think we do, but we truly don't. And we have to get ourselves educated on the process and what our responsibility is as a citizen. We have responsibilities. And people take those way too lightly or ignore them or aren't even aware that they have that responsibility.
Civic duty.
Civic duty.
You know, and that's something that used to be taught in this country.
Yeah.
It used to be taught in school. It used to be taught in Boy Scouts. It used to be taught in Girl Scouts. It used to be taught in church groups. It used to be taught that you had a duty one way or the other to your country, to watch it, to maintain it, to prune it if necessary, to watch it grow and to expand it and to protect it.
It used to be everywhere, and now it's nowhere. So now we need to get it back into everywhere once again, and we have to educate the educators so they understand what it's all about again, because dollars to donuts, they don't know it.
Yeah.
And they don't know it the correct way. So we need to get that back in place so we can educate our young ones and educate our old ones and everybody in between.
Yeah, that's true. And Jefferson has done that on a huge scale. The amount of people that I am seeing in the North now that are educated to their rights, mm-hmm. educated to their duties, it's the growth of it. And it is a virus, yeah. as Ron Wyden up there in Oregon referred to it to. It is contagious. The hunger for liberty, because there's so many people that have been so suppressed for so long, and they know something fundamentally is wrong, and they're hungry to fix it, and now they're getting a look at, here it is.
Here's a remedy.
Here's the remedy. This is why the remedy is good. This is why the remedy is legal, moral, constitutional. This is why. This is the foundation of who we are.
Right.
And they eat it up.
They do.
And it's so powerful to watch. And then they go and they talk to their coworkers about it, and they go sit around at the family table and they talk about it. And it's spectacular to watch. And we become more powerful every day. And I'll be honest with you, I would take almost any person from the state of Jefferson that's been in the movement for more than 6 months and done their research, I would take them in a debate against any politician we have.
There we go. Yeah.
And they would shred them.
Yes.
So with that, we better skip off to our first break here. And if you have any questions or comments, you can call us at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Get the the coolest April deals during the Cool April Nights tent sale with Red and Kia going on this weekend, all weekend in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Come in for great savings on the coolest new cars on the cruise.
Get 0% financing on the 2016 Kia Sorento, the cool 2016 Soul, the 2016 Sportage, Sedona, and Forte.
Take home the all-new 2016 Kia Optima with 0.9% financing.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased, and the best warranty in the West.
Nothing cruises like a Kia. This is the sale people have been waiting for. The Cool April Nights 10 sale at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges on approval of credit. Special finance offers through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 4/30/16.
Isn't it time you cruised in a Kia? It's Cool April Deals this weekend. Redding Kia, Mount Shasta Mall, Hilltop and Dana Drive, Redding.
On Facebook, YouTube, and ReddingKia.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back where we are moving on up here in the state of Jefferson.
We are.
And speaking about moving on up, when you grow on and put on your big boy britches, not everything's always positive. Sooner or later, the enemy starts to take notice of you and they start to swing back. And that has happened. For those of you that are aware of the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's an organization. It's kind of like the ACLU's little rabid brother. And they are heavily into attack tactics and smear tactics and things like that under the guise of civil rights, which is really a shame because when the Southern Poverty Law Foundation did first start, they were fierce defenders of civil rights and things like that. It's a really kind of a telling story of a good organization gone bad. But anyways, they have officially labeled the state of Jefferson as a hate group. We are a hate group, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Apparently, we hate American Indians. We have our own militia. And we were heavily involved in the Malheur Reserve takeover.
Hmm.
All news to us here in the state of Jefferson. So, To get confirmation of this information, I think we're going to make ourselves a little phone call this morning to the Southern Poverty Law Center and ask them where they got their information from. So if you'll give us just a second, we're going to call them up and either speak to a representative or leave a message, welcome them to explain their slander.
That'll be interesting, especially given some of the information that they're citing there is...
ridiculously false.
Yeah.
Ridiculously false. But we'll save the good part here for the phone call.
We're always trying to stir the pot.
Well, you know, when the enemy comes and poops on your doorstep, you know, you kind of want to look over and go, hey, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Really? Do you even know what you're talking about? So.
I wonder how they're validating some of that information, where they're getting that.
They appear to be closed at the moment, but I'll put the call on the air this time so you can hear it for yourself if you like.
Is there an option to leave a message?
There is an option to leave a message.
Let's leave a message.
All right. So just a moment here.
Okay, just a moment, and we'll be connecting and leaving a message and some contact information of our own so they can call and explain themselves.
There you go, directly.
Yeah, because I'd like a retraction. None of that's true.
Reached the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Civil Rights Memorial Center. Our office hours are from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Central Standard Time. If you know your party's extension, press 7 and the extension now. If you need a company directory, press 8 and then enter the first three letters of the last name. Please listen to the following extensions carefully as the numbers have changed for the departments. To leave a message, use your dial pad and press 1 for contributions and planned giving,
yeah,
2
right.
for the Civil Rights Memorial Center, 3 for teaching tolerance, 4 for the Intelligence Project, 5 for legal, 6 for the general mailbox. Thanks for calling and have a wonderful day.
Let's try 5 for legal.
You have reached the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Civil Rights Memorial Center.
I have to lift the handset.
Our office hours
are
from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Central Standard Time. If you know your party's extension, press 7 and the extension now. If you need a company directory, press 8 and then enter the first three letters of the last name. Please listen to the following extensions carefully as the numbers have changed for the departments.
Hold on just a second here while we connect to the mailbox.
Oh. All right, apparently we lost him. I'll.
We'll just call him tomorrow morning
okay.
then. So, but rest assured, Jeffersonians, we will be there to defend your honor and defend the truth, and we'll be contacting the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we'd like to start off with asking them the question... how are we an anti-Native American group when the president of our 501c3 is a registered Native American? that would be an interesting question to have answered, wouldn't it?
Yeah, as a C4 president, I can definitely attest to that.
Yeah, he's actually sitting here in the office, a registered Native American. How does it feel to hate your own people?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't hate anybody, so I don't know.
What about the militia that you command? Can you tell us the size of the membership or the names of any members?
No.
Why is that?
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. Weird. And were you or any of your other people at the Malheur occupation?
No.
So all three of those would be blatant lies.
Correct.
Which I believe construes slander.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be making a phone call tomorrow morning. So, and I do. I want to pick a fight over that. But at the same time, I'm not nearly as angry as I was when I first read that. Mm-hmm. When I first read all of that and I heard it, I was pretty hot under the collar about it. And I just, you sons of... But anyways.
Got that Irish blood going, didn't it?
It did, quickly. And... But the more you kind of think of it, it almost serves as a warning light.
Shot up across the bow is what they're doing.
It does, and it lets us know that we're making waves.
We are.
When you bring in somebody like the Southern Poverty Law Center to start marginalizing us, to start insulting us, to start turning the tide against us on a national, because they have a national reach. They have a huge national reach. When you bring in somebody like that, we're having an effect.
We are.
And I think it also serves as a warning to the state of Jefferson, because the Southern Poverty Law Center is an ideal example of an organization that started with the highest ideals, with the best of good intentions, and became something ugly and perverted and corrupt.
Nope.
And we are fighting ugliness and perversion and corruption. And while we're doing that, we have to make sure that we watch ourselves and we don't lose ourselves in the anger or the frustration or the temptation. So I think an organization like that also serves as a good warning to us to maintain ourselves, and as tempting as it is sometimes, to maintain the high road.
Well, and we have to operate with integrity. If you
Absolutely.
Don't, then everything else is just out the window. All the work that you've done is wasted and for naught. So why would we even go down that road?
Yes, why would we even begin to want to?
Yeah, so we'll operate with integrity, moral and ethics, and do the right thing in everybody's eyes, and make sure that we do our best in getting that done.
Yeah, absolutely. So with that, we are on to the bottom of the hour break. If you have questions or comments, as always, you can get a hold of us at 530-605-4567. We'll see you on the other side of this one.
Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Back to the state of Jefferson. We'll continue to roll along here. We got a little bit in the chat room. And, people talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center is another organization that owes its existence to intolerance and creating hatred and division. Well, that's true, because if they do manage to bring peace on earth and goodwill towards men, they're out of a job, aren't they?
There you go.
We may be the only organization out there that wants to put ourselves out of work.
Yes.
One of my most favorite sayings is, want to take over the world and then leave everybody alone. With that, we do have a caller on the line. Mort, are you there?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm glad you fellas have the freedom to be on the radio.
We do,
too. I have an interesting question. In my travels, I found a yellow brick in Shasta County with the name Carnegie on it. Obviously, Mr. Carnegie was in the area doing some development. I don't believe he transported those bricks from the East Coast. So I took this brick down to the Carnegie bar and says, what can I do to trade this in on a beer? And they said, well, we already have two of them. And the point was, if Mr. Carnegie was making bricks in Shasta County, I would think that'd be a good operation to develop again, and especially for the homeless, simple jobs for the homeless people to make some money with. I believe I ran across an area that had a lot of this. It was a community of one time, and it had a huge mound of this. It looks like the same color material, and I'm wondering if that couldn't be developed into creating jobs for the homeless people, especially conducted by this county or the city or something, so that they don't have to just pick up bottles on the side of the road. What do you fellas think of that?
Well, I think with a free and open society, outside of excessive government regulation, a great many things are possible. I have always said that the number one best solution to homelessness and the crime that it brings and the drug abuse and the social diseases that it brings with it is economy and jobs. There is a great many resource-based things that we could do here in traditional enterprises that we could get into. Why could we not have a brick manufacturing? We more than have the material and clay to do it.
There you go.
Start up a giant brick kiln. Why not? We could do anything that we could dream of, really. And that's the entire concept of the state of Jefferson, is once you get the government interference out of the way, anything really is possible. That's the entire point of when they refer to the American dream. The American dream is not one thing. The American dream is not a house and 2.5 kids and 2 cars in the driveway. The American dream is not, not being a billionaire. It's not being, living off the grid. The American dream is yours. What can you as an American dream? The American dream, the entire point of the American dream is it's individual. It's yours to dream as you will and have the equal opportunity as anybody else to go and get it. And that's what we've lost. That's the fundamental thing that we've lost, the most important thing that we're fighting for.
And you may have just planted a seed for somebody out there, Mort, that might want to fire something like that up or something equivalent to it and get it going.
What a fantastic business. I mean, we've got the materials to make bricks in Shasta County, that's for sure. And we've got a able workforce, that's for sure.
There you go.
You know,
and throughout Jefferson, we've got them everywhere. So that's the beauty of it. It can go anywhere, any one of the 21 or 23 counties that we have on board. It could happen. So, yeah, you're right. It could happen. And they could do that and put people to work. And that's the whole premise behind Jefferson.
Yeah. But under current conditions, by the time that you paid your impact fees, your mitigation fees, your environmental studies, and you greased all the wheels that you had to for your building permits and everything else, who could afford to open a brick factory?
Or any factory.
Or why would they want to?
Exactly.
They got clay in Texas.
And they've got everything else in Texas because all the businesses are leaving California and going to Texas.
All the businesses are on their way there.
Yep.
But you remove that ridiculous regulation, and what do? You provide jobs. You provide a service. The more jobs you provide, the more your homeless rate goes down. The more your homeless rate goes down, the less drug and alcohol abuse that you have. The less drug and alcohol abuse you have, the less crime you have.
There you go.
It's
a safer place.
There has been so many studies done, and it is absolutely reciprocal, the rates of homelessness to the loss of the economy.
Mm.
You know, but under current circumstances, nobody could do that. In the state of Jefferson, you would literally be able to go and find a plot, go get a loan, or have your own money to buy it, buy that land, build yourself a factory, and start putting people to work.
There you go.
And increase your tax base. What another radical concept.
Not only just as an employer, but also for those employees who are going to be able to buy goodies out there in the market.
Yeah. Is it better to take a whole lot from a little bit of people, or is it better to take a little bit from a whole lot of people?
Yeah.
Personally, neither for me, but I'm one of those crazies.
Yeah.
So, what Moore does bring up a good point. Why not?
Why not?
So, and you could do literally anything that you wanted here.
Yeah.
What is not available in the state of Jefferson that you need to commit yourself to any industry or enterprise that you wanted? We have all of it.
Yeah.
Right here.
The ability to either create it or just pull it out of the ground or wherever we need to.
Or come up with something completely radical and new and have a healthy environment to grow and develop it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we could do everything from technology to industry to manufacturing to resource gathering, all of it. And if you have the capability to harvest the resources, why would you not want to put the manufacturing plants right next to it to cut down on your transportation costs?
Makes sense to me.
It does. And then we take the crippled transportation industry of California, and we'll throw the doors wide open for those truckers, and they can haul our goods to market all over the country.
There you go.
And make a pretty penny doing it.
There you go.
It's really simple kind of when you get into it. So we have somebody on the phone, Bob?
Hey, it's Billy Bob from Palo Cedro.
All righty. Billy Bob, you there?
Yes. Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I listen to you regularly. Hey, the previous caller brought up and prompted my call. What discussion has gone on about the state of Jefferson? Would there be a sales tax? And secondly, what kind of income tax structure would there be? I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, there has been a great deal of discussion, and as always, it will be up to the people to decide when we form the Constitution. I am one of the strong supporters of a 1% property tax and then a use tax, a sales tax. If you use it, you pay the tax on it. If you don't want to pay the tax, don't use it. There are some people that believe in different varied income tax. I personally think income tax is theft. I hate income tax. I despise it. I'll be one of the people arguing against alternative methods to income tax. We know that we want to keep the corporate rate extremely low so that the corporations actually start coming north instead of heading out towards Texas and Utah and Nevada and other places, because the lower the tax rate, the more corporations and businesses, the more jobs, the more people, the more sales then use tax, and the greater tax base. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, there's no definite terms on that, Billy Bob, but there are those of us that definitely have strong opinions on it. There's a couple of people that have different opinions than I do. Some support flat tax, some support different things. It will be part of the lively debate. But I, for myself, believe in a low corporate tax rate, a 1% property tax rate, and sales tax.
And I agree. That will be decided at Constitutional Convention and through the vote of the people.
Yeah.
You know, so that'll be something that will happen, and every person within the state of Jefferson voting block will decide what's going to be happening. So it's not up to any one or two of us or a group of us within Jefferson. That's not how it's going to be run. It's going to be run by the people.
And one thing that we do agree on, though, is in our Constitution, similar to Oregon, there will not be a tax passed without a popular consent of the people. A tax will have to go on the ballot, and it will have to be voted in by the people. Otherwise, it cannot pass. There will not be a tax passed legislatively.
Correct.
So.
And there shouldn't be anything passed legislatively that isn't dealt with by the people. And
put to the people.
Put to the people first. And, you know, the thing is, we're looking at posting every single thing that would be voted on, would be posted on the Internet, so the people can view it for a minimum 30 days prior to it being voted on by the legislature. So you would be able to read it, critique it, call your representative and give him your opinion.
Who will be built on a model that he is representative to you.
Correct.
It will not be you and 499,000 other people.
Right.
It'll be you and a couple thousand other people calling and hammering, going, hey, Bob, you better not do this.
Exactly.
So.
And then that way they understand at grassroots level what their people want, which hopefully will balance with what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they will find out what their people want, and then they vote accordingly. So that's how it's supposed to be run, and that's how we're looking at it to be run. And my guess is it will be run that way.
Absolutely. And so in a sense, with no new taxes being able to pass without the legislature, we will build the model where the House controls the purse strings, but mm-hmm. we decide how big the purse is directly.
Correct.
And with the ability of the people to put something on the ballot, we can ensure things like sunset clauses or something. And if we've got a big project that needs done, okay, let's get together, let's figure out the tax rate. And that tax does really die in 3 years.
It dies,
or
yes.
Whatever. But the legislature may have the power of the purse strings, but we will have the power of the purse.
That's right.
So I hope that helps to answer that as best we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a caller on the line, but Roberta, if you can hang on, we've got to get to our last break, and we will pick you up on the other side. This is KCNR 1460.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Winds in the East, mist
coming in, like something is brewing and about to begin. One of the most beloved children's characters of all time is coming to the Cascade Theatre. Mary Poppins, the practically perfect nanny, will take the stage in this irresistible story, April 15th through the 24th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office by calling 243 8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
It's Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Saturday, May 7th, two shows. From the shelter to the world stage, all of the dogs in the show have been rescued from pounds and shelters from across the country and are trained using positive training methods. You'll enjoy the dogs performing as much as the dogs enjoy performing because they're doing what they love. These amazing rescue dogs have unique abilities, and Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience showcases their unique talents and signature moves. And you don't want to miss this show with your family. Featured on Animal Planet, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Ellen, Oprah, and more. Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience is performing two shows at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, May 7th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. With high-energy excitement from beginning to end, you'll witness some of the most incredible stunts and behaviors ever performed by dogs. With amazing tricks, big air stunts, comedy antics, dancing dogs, and athletic feats, it's the most entertaining show of its kind. Tickets at the Civic Box Office. Call 229-0022 or ReadingCivic.com.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Throwing faith in the fire, it's time to go. Live free or die trying, gonna justify my soul. I broke the silence. I walk alone, made friends with darkness, out here digging a hole. Every now and then you let what you love go, and the wicked things you carry swallow you up whole. Bless these bleeding hands, and what will rest below? I'm burying bones, burying bones. There's something waiting that cannot be found, tied to the chain of what's going in the ground. Right now I'm strong, but I'm not naive. One day this could be the death of me. Every now and then you let what you love go, and the wicked things you carry swallow you up.
Listening, state of California. Yep. It is finally time to put the bones of this once great state to rest.
Yes.
Pick up the pieces of what's left and move on.
Yep, absolutely.
And that is unfortunate. You know, as I've said many times, I always felt like I hit the lottery. Born in the greatest country in the world, in the greatest state, and the greatest part of it.
Yes.
And that great state has been destroyed. It's been like a giant spider bit it and wrapped it in a web and has desiccated it and sucked it dry.
Yep.
Jerry. Well, man, you know, if we could find a way to save Southern California, I'm sure we would, but that's not our job. It's not our responsibility, nor is it our place to attempt to dictate our thoughts and our way of life upon those people. That's for them to decide.
That's right.
And for us to assist in if we decide to do so. But for them to attempt to dictate to us how we must live and what's right for us when they have no understanding of us is just as wrong or as evil if we try to do it to them.
Yes.
And it's time to me, this is the grown-up decision to make, this separation. It's you know, the childish antics that go on around California and the finger pointing and the nonsense, and it's time to grow up and move out of the house and get out on our own.
You're going to break your plate at the dinner table.
Exactly. I'm going to throw my peas at the wall. But what does it say about the mindset and the mentality of people that look at you and go, no, we're not going to let you go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean? No, we're not going to let you go. Well, you're oppressing us. No, we're not. I'm not letting you go.
Mm-hmm.
Really? If people yearn to be free, is not the right and proper and responsible thing to let them go?
Let them go.
You would think. But that's not how California thinks.
Wish them well and see what happens.
And what possible reason could California have to wanting to hold on to us? According to them, we're an economic drain. We're a political pain in the butt.
Yeah.
You know, we bleed California dry.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
And the whole time screaming that we want out. Why would you hold on to us? What possible sane reason could you want us?
There you go.
What's the missing piece? What's the part that we're missing here, California? What is still valuable to you that you hold on to us? Because we'll find it and break it. That's what it takes. We'll find it and break it and get out of here.
Mission accomplished.
So, you know, really, what if all of those arguments are true, why would you possibly want to hold on to the northern counties? They are dead set, you know, digging in foxholes opposed to you politically. You are continuing to cause them vast amounts of harm by driving out their businesses, their way to live. You're choking off their ranches. You're choking off their farms. You're killing their industry.
Imposing things on us that do not work, will not work, and have been proven not to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, over and over again.
So what is it? Why do you want to continue to do us harm? Is it spite? Is it hate? Is it what is it?
Yeah.
Or is it really the truth that we have something you want and need,
mm-hmm.
and you're unwilling to negotiate for it like adults? You're just going to be a bully and take it.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. I have a couple ideas of what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do too. You know, my question is why are we not allowed to see a penny off of our water volume, yet Westland's Water District can sell it for millions and millions of dollars?
Yeah.
We're required to transport the water there. We don't see any money for pass-through or maintenance of the canals or anything like that from them, but they can turn around and turn a profit off of it, but we can't.
Yeah, we have to live under water restrictions here.
How is that equal and fair under the law?
It's not.
It's not.
Not at all.
None of it is. So, oh, I completely forgot we've got Roberta on the line. Roberta, are you still there?
Well, I am here, and, you know, I just love waking up Sunday morning to all this wonderful, intelligent conversation, food for thought, for the fruit of freedom. And, golly, guys, thank you so much. My question is, they're circulating a petition right now that would allow 3 days for our legislators to see a bill before they vote on it. And I look at that as pablum and a pacifier. But I would be interested in your comment on it. And, hey, let's swim with the state of Jefferson and not sink with California.
I agree.
Amen.
And thank you. the 72-hour thing, they do that directly so that they don't want you to attack it and go, well, we're trying to be open and transparent, but really, 72 hours? You're supposed to tear through a 3,000 or 4,000-page document in 72 hours? It's a Band-Aid. It's a give-me that's not really going to fix anything, but does enough that if you're attacking it, they can turn around and go, geez, well, I'm trying to give you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's passive aggressive.
Yeah, not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've looked at heavily in the state of Jefferson. Like Wynn said, it's going to be open for public to look through for several days, whether it's 30 days or 90 days before the law even goes to our legislators to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the amount of time that it gets looked at should be concurrent to the size of it. I'd say 24 hours for every 10 pages.
Oh, there you go.
Something along that lines. But yes, we want true and open transparency, and we don't want people looking at this as it's getting passed. You know, we don't want it like, hey, the night before, oh yeah, by the way, we're voting on this tomorrow. We want people to know before it ever gets anywhere near a legislator.
And it should be one page.
It should be one page about one thing.
Yes.
So with that, we got to run. We will see you guys next Sunday. Get out there. Enjoy it.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has welcomed President Obama to Germany today with military honors. The German leader received Mr. Obama at a rebuilt version of the 19th century summer home of the Royal House of Hanover. That palace was destroyed during World War II. It reopened 3 years ago. The two leaders holding a news conference this morning, and they will hold further talks. Meanwhile, the president is facing criticism in the UK for comments last week urging Great Britain to stay in the European Union.
The mayor of London, who's leading the campaign for Britain to leave the EU, accused President Obama of meddling in British affairs by urging the UK to stay put. Facing pointed questions at a London news conference, the president insisted he was only offering friendly advice. That advice was welcomed to Prime Minister Cameron, who's calling on Britons to vote in favor of remaining in the EU. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The conservative Republican